Hello, my name is Pierre Dorian, Senior Business Continuity Consultant with Mainland Information Systems in Phoenix, Arizona. Thank you for downloading this podcast. In this recording, I will discuss some of the backup options for your VMware environment. Server virtualization using VMware has certainly gained in popularity over the past few years. It went from an interesting new technology to become a part of thousands of SMB as well as enterprise-class data centers. With every new technology, of course, come new challenges. And as with most operating platforms, backups are often a challenge. So let's discuss some of the options available today. The first option, and probably the most common, is to use traditional backup software to backup the VMware virtual servers. What I mean here by traditional software or backup software is that you would install a backup agent on each virtual software server, same typical method you would use for physical systems today. For example, if you are using Commvault, you would install a Commvault backup client or backup agent on each virtual system and send that data to a backup server, which in turn would likely backup to tape or disk. This method requires little to no change in the way your systems are currently backed up. There is no need to develop additional skills around new backup paradigms or products or technologies. And since many organizations that go from physical to virtual infrastructures already own the backup software licenses, it often seems to make financial sense to initially go down that path. Backups can also be made using an application-aware module, also known as backup agents, allowing for hot or online backups of the application's data. This is especially important for backup-aware applications such as databases, or if downtime is not an option in your environment, downtime meaning data not being available while it is being backed up. However, using this method does present some disadvantages and some limitations. For example, if adopting virtualization technology was in part driven by an effort to consolidate physical assets and reduce costs, there might also be a desire to reduce software licensing costs. We know that backups can be very resource intensive, particularly when it comes to I/O. So running multiple backup streams concurrently on the ESX host may adversely affect server performance. Also, virtualization may have been implemented as part of a DR strategy. Many folks do that nowadays. But using conventional backup software will not really increase systems restorability beyond the capabilities of the software. So that leads us to our next option when it comes to backing up your VMware environment, and that is VMware consolidated backups. That technology provides the ability to perform image-level backups of your VMDK files to provide bare metal restore capabilities. It also relieves the ESX server from performing the backups by using a backup proxy. So you're sending all the backups, the VMDK backups, to a backup proxy, hence the consolidated backups name. That proxy server can then be backed up using conventional or traditional backup software as we talked about before. Consolidated backups can also provide, in addition to image-level backups, file-level backups and restore, of course, on the Windows platform, so we have a better granularity than image-level restores only. Also, we can leverage the SAN infrastructure to move backups off the LAN by using the proxy and the shared capabilities of SAN attached storage. We can actually back up the image files using the SAN as opposed to the LAN. Of course, as with other technologies, VMware consolidated backups also has its limitations or disadvantages. For one, it is built mostly on scripts, which in some cases may be difficult to support or require additional skills to customize or maintain. It also requires that the NTFS file system on Windows be quiesced or made quiet while the snapshot is taken. That means some level of service interruption even if short, while the application is still up and running. So that's definitely a disadvantage. There are products available on the market today to enhance some of the basic functionality of VMware Consolidated Backups. Products such as VisionCore's ESX Ranger allow you to build on that functionality and augment it, actually. So with ESX Ranger, you can perform full or incremental backups. ESX Ranger fully integrates with VMware Consolidated Backups and vMotion to keep track of virtual servers that may have been moved. It also integrates with Microsoft's Volume Shadow Copy Services, or as we know it, VSS. And in addition, it provides the ability to perform hot backups, so there are no more interruptions. Finally, there are high availability clustering products that can also tie into your VMware infrastructure to provide one more level of protection. One example of that technology is NeverFail. NeverFail has application-specific modules designed to protect mainstream Windows-based applications such as Exchange SQL or file servers and BlackBerry servers, etc. Although it is not a backup product per se, NeverFail is a shared nothing clustering product that provides a remote replication component. What I mean by shared nothing is that there is no shared data components used. Data is replicated, therefore it is protected. Application data and registry changes can be replicated to a remote standby system that would automatically take over processing in the event the primary server fails. NeverFail also integrates with Microsoft VSS to provide point-in-time recovery capabilities. So as you can see, there are various options available, and as always, choosing the right solution or combination of technologies should be based on your business requirements for data protection and, of course, your IT budget. Well, this concludes this podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it and found the information useful. This is Pierre Dorian, Senior Business Continuity Consultant with Mainland Information Systems in Phoenix, Arizona. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more SurgeStorage.com podcasts. Thank you.